I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Pakistan tops the news today. As if a hard winter wasn't bad enough news for the quake zones, landslides are now an hourly event that will make ministry a challenge. International Aid's Miles Fish was in Pakistan to inspect their medical clinics, but he says there is good news.
For us to have the kind of relationship that we do that's going to be sustained now for an extended period of time means that we're going to be able to build the kind of relationships that are necessary so that ultimately we'll be able to explain why we're there, who we are in Christ, what the difference is between our faith and their faith. And we're really praying expectantly that God's going to use that in a way to expand his kingdom.
Next, millions of children live in poverty around the world. The situation is bleak, and it's not getting any better. That's why more than 260 Christian organizations are joining the MICA Challenge. Compassion International's David Dahleen says it's a collective effort to fight global poverty. He's praying for a major Christian response. He says as believers help groups like Compassion, it does more than assist physically.
All of Compassion's programs are done through local Christian churches, evangelical churches. And it's not just about handouts, it's not just about schooling, it's also about clearly communicating the gospel.
And the Jesus Film Project reports that a church group in New Mexico is reaching out to members of the Zuni peoples. The Zunis are associated with the Pueblo Indians of the southwest United States. Church members mailed out more than 1,500 DVDs, one to each Zuni home in the reservation. Response has been positive. In fact, many people ask for copies to give to relatives who don't live on the reservation. The Zuni version of the Jesus Film is one of six completed Native American translations of the film. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is making available Purpose-Driven Ministries Ministry Toolbox, a weekly newsletter for church leaders. It's free. Sign up by calling our resource line 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.